Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves says the Ministry of Health is putting all the necessary measures in place to deal with the increase in COVID-19 infections here in SVG.
Given the increase in numbers, the hospital is beginning to make arrangements to go back to an earlier period when we had to link towards possibly to find space just in case that more people have to come into the hospital with COVID. Because I can't wait until it happens. You have to plan for it just in case. You have to take your precautions. And this is why people must understand that if more people get the COVID and the vaccine is available, the Pfizer, we have enough Pfizers, and the truth is this, if a lot of people get the COVID, it puts a lot of pressure on the health service. And if you get hospitalized on the hospital service, which means other things which you would normally deal with, competing now with COVID. That is the story all over the world, you know. And that's why it's so important for persons to follow the protocols, be very careful, and take the vaccine. It's now shown that, you know, universally the vaccine ain't doing you nothing. The thousands of people who have taken it here in St. Vincent, nothing happened to them. But what the Ministry of Health is now doing, and they have to enhance that work, vulnerable people, particularly older folk who have diabetes and hypertension. In the communities, they have their names. Eh? They know who they are. So there would be an attempt to target them now to make sure that the vulnerable one with pre-existing conditions is how far we can protect, you know. But they themselves mustn't wait until the health people come. They must go to the clinic and say, listen, I want to take my booster. I want to take the vaccine. Because if you have pre-existing conditions and you get a bad bout of COVID, it could knock you out, meaning kill you. As we have seen, we have had 106 deaths. So we got to be careful there.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis, is calling for an end to the country's one-size-fits-all mask mandate. Tanis says that with less deadly strains of COVID-19, relatively high vaccination rates, and the threat of imported virus spread at a minimum, authorities ought to reconsider the extent to which they impose their will on people's activities. According to Ms. Tanis, a raft of continued restrictions, though not as severe as the lockdowns of the past, are affecting the country's economic progress. And she's calling on medical professionals and policymakers in Barbados to develop a framework that better balances the preservation of lives and livelihoods. Internationally, the World Health Organization has issued an emergency use listing for Convidicia, a vaccine manufactured in China, adding to a growing portfolio of vaccines validated by the World Health Organization for the prevention of COVID-19. Convidicia was assessed under the emergency use listing procedure based on the review of data on quality, safety, efficacy, a risk management plan, and a manufacturing site inspection conducted by the World Health Organization. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.